Alrighty. We'll call this meeting to order at 5:30 PM on Tuesday, October 3rd. PM, would you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Thank you.
Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All righty. Item number two, roll call. Let the record show we have myself, Natalie LaPiccolo, we have Sadie Albers, we have Alexis Claiborne, and we have Chuck Franklin, and Christy Gerardo is absent this evening. So moving on to item number three, agenda approval. Do I have a motion to approve tonight's agenda?
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Okay. Agenda's approved. Item number four, public comment. Do we have, please come to the mic and state your name, your full name for the record. Please, yes, it's a mic.
Hi, my name is Leslie Mahelko. I'm a 23-year resident of Wrightwood, California. I'm also the volunteer event coordinator for the Classic Car Show, as well as the Chili Cook-Off. And one of the issues, I work with the Chamber, but I am not a Chamber member. One of the issues that the Chamber has is they pay basic for, example, the car show, $2,500 to $3,000 in land use services fees, ABC, health department, etc., insurance, for the community building, whatever. The Chili Cook-Off, it's not that significant because we don't shut down the road. But in April, I'm a snowbird, when I got back to town in April, I called Tammy a few times and requested one of the variances, when I talked to Angela, when I finally came in to get the paperwork, I asked for maybe a co-sponsorship to try to reduce some of the costs associated with putting on a community event, which benefits the businesses, benefits the residents. And I know that the deadline was October 1st for this coming year of variance requests. I would like to ask for an extension because the Chamber had originally submitted something last week and then was told that, no, you guys don't qualify. So I'd be happy to hear what you have to say.
That's okay. It's not what I said, but that's okay.
Well, it was taken away. The request was rescinded by the president of the chamber. I don't know exactly what the conversation was, but I saw on the list that I understand it was because we charge, or the chamber charges for events. The Lions Club Easter breakfast, they charge. Snowline players, they charge. Who else do I have on my list here? The Wine and Arts Festival alone, they charge for a one-day event $200 just for the vendors, which is a heck of a lot less than the Chamber charges for their vendor booths. So I would like to request a 30-day extension to allow the Chamber to present for a couple of events next year, and myself as the event coordinator, a request for a variance or just partial reduction of fees, because the chamber's not making any money, and usually the money goes to other events that are sponsored in the community, the parade of lights, the Easter egg hunt, things like that. So that's probably my 3 minutes.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate it. We're just bound under public comment to not be able to have a conversation about it, but maybe we could talk about it in another agenda item, maybe general manager's report. Steve, is there a way we can address this now?
It's permissible to have a brief conversation about issues that come up during public comment, but the board cannot take any action.
Okay. Well, do we have a deadline of October 1st for...
That was for the updated prices on the Yeah, it seems like a lot was lost in communication there. That deadline we just sent out to the people who already had variances to, we were increasing the fee. That was it. So that is irrelevant to this particular situation. So it just seems like a lot is missed in communication there. And also the variances have nothing to do with charging for an event. Like you listed the people that do charge for an event, that has nothing to do with it. You would just have to submit it to our general manager, and she would put it on the agenda, and then the board decides from there. So you're welcome to do that and get it on the agenda for next month and present it to the board. But I see all of your concerns, but I think it was just miscommunication there.
Okay, appreciate that.
Tammy, anything else?
No. Public comment.
Okay. Before another public comment, right? Okay. So, thank you, Sadie, for that explanation. And yeah, I just suggest maybe to turn it in so we could talk about it at our next agenda or our next public meeting.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Stretch.
I'm Stretch Subin. I just want to thank the CSD for allowing us to use the community building for our CERT basic training class. Two recent graduates right here. We had 18 participants complete the course. Three of them were from Feeling. We're really happy because out of the 15 we got, 12 of them were under 50 years old.
That's great.
So, and also the Halloween.
Traffic and...
Well, CERT will be doing traffic management for Halloween as we have done for the last several years that I'm aware of, but we know the CSD can't give any monies for the businesses to buy candy, but you guys individually can. So if you have the opportunity, we're trying to raise money to help out the businesses for the Trick and Treat. I have been to a couple of meetings, and apparently they have gotten the sheriff and three citizen volunteers to walk the village to prevent vandalism. So we're looking at that on Halloween night. Uh-huh. And lastly, the Fragwood race is back on again. Melanie just contacted me, and they're doing it the Saturday before Halloween, the 28th.
Yeah.
So,
the
28th. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it's usually mid-afternoon, and hopefully it will only be the 1-5K again.
They're not going to do the monster mile for the little kids?
Yeah, the little kids, okay. But they're not doing the 10K.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so, just the small.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Do I
have a sure. I don't see why not.
Hi, Leslie Mahelko again. I was looking over the budget for 2021, which I know is a couple years old, but I was interested in what the $10,583 election fee is for.
That's what they charged us.
They charge?
The county. The San Bernardino County.
Yes, on CSD campaign. Which that was done in 2017, and what was charged us, that $10,000 was over 4 or 5 years.
They split it quarterly
every year, just for the original one to get it on the ballot, so that we could take over ourselves.
Every election costs,
but it's paid off.
Yeah, we're all paid up now.
We're paid now, other one was the state which was $21,000.
Or 5 years, and we paid that off as well.
Right.
And then my last question is, does the CSD normally get 3 bids for any large-scale project?
Not necessarily.
We wouldn't have.
It would be nice, as a former government employee, for just fairness and visibility, if the CSD got 3 different bids from 3 companies.
We do try. We are in Wrightwood. Trying to get anyone up here is nearly impossible. I've called probably 10 different contractors to try to get someone to come up here and give us a bid on the parking lot, if that's what you're referring to.
Oh, no, I wasn't
okay.
Referring
we
to
do,
that.
We there's we only 2 ordinance. Bids in here. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought you were
for
referring
a certain amount.
Yeah, no, we have to get that. Really doing that. But there is a wonderful contractor that did our road, because we have a private road and we got half of it paved. I'd be happy to share that with you. I'll do that through text tomorrow.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Are you on Facebook?
Sure. Prefer of email.
Email, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for letting me do that again.
Yeah, thank you. Are there any other public comments? All righty, then we will close public comment. We'll move on to item number 5, agency reports. I don't see anyone here tonight, and I was actually thinking about this like a couple days ago. Do we actively reach out to the agencies, like the sheriffs and stuff like that, to come up? Maybe we should start doing that and just try and get the, I believe CHP used to come, and the sheriffs for LA, and just give them an invitation and let them know that we are having the monthly meetings. And of course, the supervisor's office. I know CJ usually comes.
He's sick.
Yeah, and then you know, the fire department, which I think they come most of the time. So maybe they're on a call right now. But yeah, if we could do like some type of invite, I think that'd be helpful so that we can get people. And I know it's always a treat when Snowline Schools comes. They used to come quarterly, so if we could invite them, maybe to try and come quarterly, I think that would be nice. If there's any other agencies I didn't name that you think would be helpful. Those are the ones I...
Yeah, just the regulars that used to come last winter, that would be nice. I know that a lot of them rely on that alert when they get the email that says the agenda's posted. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can develop, like, an email chain there that just says, here's our agenda, and then that way they can decide if they have something to say or if it's relevant to them.
Okay,
ooh, yeah, we're fancy now.
Yeah, that'd be great if we can just get that list. And, you know, if you guys have any questions about jog the memory on who used to come and get a little group together, that'd be great. Okay. All righty. Moving on to item number 6, consent calendar from September 5th, 2023, regular board meeting minutes.
All motion to approve.
I'll second.
All righty. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Consent calendar is approved. Moving on to item number 7, August 2023 financials discussion and possible action. Thank you for putting these together.
I did have some questions.
All righty.
Okay, one thing I would like to ask and request that it be on the agenda, because it's not on this agenda for next meeting, is I noticed that we did the $79,000 transfer, which gives us the 3 months in reserve for the operations. We didn't fund anything for capital, the reserve for capital. We didn't fund anything, the reserve for replacements. If we had catastrophe, we had equipment that was needed replacing or any of that type of stuff. And we're still at 3 months versus what we originally talked about was 6, and we cut it down to the 3. I'd like to revisit that as an agenda item for next meeting. If no one objects, and then we can put it on the agenda.
Open to that. We talked about that on, I think you were absent at that meeting, but we talked about, I think, as a board, of kind of giving a couple of months of our financials and see where we were at in like 3 months. So, yeah, I'm totally good with that. I think it's a good idea.
All right. Bring that back up. And then on the actual financials, I noticed on Port-a-Pot for... August, July and August, I guess it was. You had on 8/31/2023, you have a debit of $141.57 for porta potties. Question is, how many and where were they?
It's one, it's for softball, and it's over by the school.
Okay. And that goes into the softball expenses, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. I just didn't know where that came from.
That will go away at the end of fall.
Yeah.
The next couple weeks.
Yeah, just a couple weeks, three more weeks.
Do we have any idea when the major revenue starts showing up? Is it December? No, October, November?
It's usually January.
I'm sorry?
It's usually January because they send out the tax bills and start collecting them October and November.
So if we had basically negatives for the first couple of months, July and August, based on, you know, what we came in, expense versus income. So we're looking at September, October, November, December, till January type of thing, when we're going to get the six figures and all that from the taxes. So
yeah,
that's why we're slowing it down as far as what we're spending and that type of thing, I hope, till we find out where the positives are. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't put the reserve transfer.
Right. I just want to be able to discuss it, because if that's
that's fine.
Literally true, that we can't expect any more tax money until those time periods,
mm-hmm.
we need to be very aware of what we're spending it for.
Yes.
So,
yeah. Yep. And that's expected. That's why we have a balanced budget.
And I will say once again publicly that whatever we have in the reserve account, if four of the five board members say, hey, we've got to do this and we need the money, we can transfer that money out of the reserve. And it also says that they would like you to replenish it after use it if something came up. But it's not like it's locked in. And that's why we didn't do, I think I mentioned this last time, a CD. Because this way we want to be able to move that money if, in fact, there's something that, you know, the town really needs. So other than that, I didn't have anything else on the financials. Anybody else?
Tammy, were you able to, in September, write the check for administrative time for you?
No.
Can you do that, please?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
Pay yourself money that you earned.
Okay.
That's silly.
I know. I'm just going
to... Save it for Christmas.
Yeah.
That's true.
A bonus.
Yeah. That's our Christmas bonus. You're welcome.
All right. They all look good to me. I didn't have any questions. Alexis, do you have any questions?
I do not.
Okay. All right. We'll move on. I lost this. Where did it go? Okay. So we have to make a motion on that, or are we just... Okay. So we're moving on then to item number 8, General Manager's Report. Tammy.
Hi, everyone. The Parks and Children, the Parks and Recs children's dance classes started with an amazing turnout. Both the children's creative movement and the children's ballet classes filled up before the registration was even closed. There's also been an increase in attendance of our adult swing and salsa classes. Unfortunately, we only had one team sign up for cornhole, so we won't be having a league at this time. I know.
Weird.
It was really... surprising.
Yeah, that is surprising.
We're thinking maybe softball. Not sure. But anyway, we're going to try again after the holidays, unless we hear of some interest before then. Angela and I, as Stretch said, are now first officially Right with Cert members. This 3-day course was worth every minute, and I would urge everyone that is able to take this course, because it could save you or your family's lives. Although Snowland Players was given a full variance for the Senior Follies production, which was amazing, by the way, they generously wrote us a check for $200 in appreciation of the variance. On September 19th, I met with Christine Jenkins, Bruce LeClaire, Leo Hordyke, and Rick Christensen to discuss the grant writing process for the Lahontan Water Board. I'm hoping to have an answer this week as to which grant to apply for in this situation. On September 20th, our wastewater committee held a meeting to discuss and bring everyone up to date on some ideas for our wastewater system. We're still in the research stage, but are getting closer. On Friday, September 29th, Vicki Reinick and I finalized the grant application for the Senior and Disabled Meal Program through the Department of Aging, in partnership with the Grizzly Cafe that will be providing the meals. Vicki did a great job putting together, along with receiving numerous letters of support for the program. In the meantime, Vicki is still hosting a senior get-together day and a free lunch during the month. Keep your eye on the paper for dates, because I wasn't quite clear. I'm sorry.
the first one was a wrong date.
Right, that's why.
It's okay.
It'll be announced on Facebook, all that good stuff. The Park Street improvements should be completed
by yesterday. All they have to do is a little bit of striping. Sorry. I've never walked up and down that street more than I have this past month and the whole time I've lived here. Watching the transformation of this street has been an incredible experience, and knowing that our voices were heard is a great feeling. I want to take the time to thank the crew from Public Works that came out months ago and walked the town with Bruce LeClaire and I as we pointed out areas that we needed help. They listened and in the end followed through. I also need to thank them for putting up with my numerous phone calls and emails throughout the project and resolving any issues without question. I'd also like to thank All American Asphalt for their wonderful work and putting up with all my questions and concerns and handling them in a professional manner also. Their crew went above and beyond to take care of this town. I also can't thank Supervisor Cook and his staff enough for all their efforts to help get this job done. While our streets are being beautified, it became more apparent that we needed to take care of some of our trash dumpster issues. There's a dumpster on the sidewalk and a few throughout town that are in public parking spaces, and there's even a few that aren't claimed at the top of park. Angela and I have approached a few of the business owners, and we're trying to resolve this problem. We're having some that are willing to work and some that are a little bit hesitant, so we'll just do the best we can. And on October 12th at 9 a.m., I will be hosting my roundtable for the business and property owners. The topics will be the WCSD vision and what do you want to see in that vision, along with discussing the economic growth and development of our downtown. And please, if you know of someone who has come, and I lost my contact list for the roundtable when we got new emails. So I have the original people who came to my roundtable, but there's people after those. So please spread the word if you know of a business or property owner that, you know, needs to come. Thank you. Have a good night.
Who's in charge of the dumpsters?
CR&R.
Okay, so they're putting them there because somebody asked them to, or we asked them to?
Thank you for it.
The businesses are paying for them. It's pretty much the business owners.
Okay.
The space is limited, so we're trying to work with them. Some won't even talk to us. It's been interesting. So, like I said, we're just trying to get the dumpsters off the side. We got, you know, off the streets, as many as we can, anyway.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask, so the goal of that is to kind of create like a more beautiful downtown and have them off the spaces where people can see them? Okay. Sorry, Chuck.
No, that's all right. I'm just wondering, as a board, number one, one of our powers is trash, but not putting dumpsters wherever. And if the private people that own these buildings don't want to work with you guys as far as a place to play them or put them, why do we have them there? Why don't we take them away? And then we'll see what the private businesses want to do. I mean, that's crazy that they won't work with us when it's not even our responsibility on those dumpsters. And that's my feeling. If a business says, no, we ain't going to do it, the hell we think we're going to have them in the parking spots. Say, okay, why don't you contact CR&R and buy one? Or rent one.
We're trying to work with finding like different areas.
You're too nice, though.
Yeah.
No, there's one.
Or.
But yeah. As part of what we're doing, we're mandating commercial recycling, right? Mm-hmm. That's been done. So they have to have their dumpsters there. It's sounding like maybe we need to come up with a solution on
where to put them.
That's what we're working on.
Yeah.
But it's hard when you're even getting a resistance from the owners because it has to go on their property.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And technically, when they're in the street, that's county property. So, you know, I don't know. Like I said, we're getting some owners are very cooperative, and we got a really nasty phone call from another one.
Well, maybe if you give us the names.
No, I don't think we should give names.
I would be more than happy in director comments to put it out publicly.
I don't.
Who doesn't want to play?
I don't think we should do that. We should try and continue to be proactive and explain why we're doing it, and that, you know, one of our functions is solid waste, and we're doing our best to beautify the community and continue to make that. And if there, you know, if the problem is space, then maybe we need to think as a district about some space to maybe have like a central area for, because
that's what we're talking
about. Because we have CRNR, and CRNR, you know, is very great. We have a great relationship with them. Yes. So if we could,
we've
come
been working
up
with CRNR. CRNR's been great. Now we're to the point where we're going to the property owners to say, hey, we need to move your dumpsters. You know, CRNR's on our side. We're even working, trying to get carts. If you don't have a dumpster, we could give you a couple carts.
Yeah.
You know, so we're, it's the business owners that are the problem.
So maybe we could think about some type of solution in the future, find some space that we could make an area for that, that is not an eyesore for the community. That's just an idea for the future.
So maybe something that could come up something and bring it to the board.
Yeah, I know in like other communities they have like trash enclosures where it's like a full, and then you can roll 4 or 6 dumpsters in it. I mean, that's something that we could do at some point as a CSD, put it in our vision for a goal.
Even for ours.
If we had some space. That's true. Yeah. And then that way they're centrally located, or we could make it to where, you know, maybe they're not trash dumpsters, but they're cardboard dumpsters or something like that. We can make it like a recycling center where people can put things.
Well, yeah, and they're pressing the buttons on, I know me at least, in the sense of we seem to bend over backwards for the owners, not the people that are leasing it, not the people that are trying to do a business and sell, but I noticed what a great job, and thank you, Tammy, and thank some other community members that helped do it, the Park Street, the renovations, the paving of the street, sidewalks, and the drainage on the one side, and yet the east side wasn't done because it was on private property, and they didn't want to work with us on that aspect of it. So that's not true?
No, it's not true.
Yeah, they were going to leave 2 foot of asphalt on that side of the park in between the business owners and the street.
All buckled. They
all
made it
buckled
worse.
And potholed and no.
And that, then we're going to leave it.
So, yeah, they fixed.
Yeah, the only recourse is if you trip, sue them, the owner. So, and oh my God, I said that. Too. Because I think that's a bunch of crap. You know, we've got a lot of community members that are volunteers that are trying to beautify it, they've got plans to try to help. And the ones that get the benefit of it don't care, from my point of view. Okay, so the other question I had, which you know I always have questions, don't look at me that way.
Oh, we love your questions,
Natalie.
We're waiting for them.
No, the one was, and we had talked about it, I don't know if it was last month or not, but the dance stuff, I still haven't seen whatever agreement we have written of how much they charge, how much, you know, do we pay for the teachers, how much, I know we give them the center, but what goes into Parks and Rec money-wise as far as like baseball, it were softball, it was very clear. Okay, this is what they charge.
The financials.
So I saw the dollar amounts, but I don't know who is our agreement with. Is it with Nancy and anybody else on the dance stuff?
So who's the teacher? Is that what you're asking? Who we're paying to teach?
Request to us to put it in Parks and Rec, or did we go to somebody and say we want you to do this as Parks and Rec? It was basically somebody is getting some part of that $60, aren't they?
The teacher is getting
that's
paid.
The only thing that we're paid for.
Yes, correct. Like the umpire would be paid.
Yes.
No, I understand that. That was spelled out very.
We did purchase the ballet bars, but those came out of dance money.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything comes out of the program that we are.
So who started the program?
We did. So
I didn't. We did not approach. Did I?
Yeah, no.
I did not know. I was
Nancy approached.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, Nancy approached us.
Teachers. We started it.
Yeah, we just started. I didn't know we had, that was something we had to come to the board and ask permission. I apologize if it is.
No, you did bring it.
No,
to the board.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah,
I thought I did.
You did.
You did.
Okay.
Then,
I don't understand.
And I mean, just overall, I
just
think.
I just wanted to know what it was. I'm not saying yes or no.
Well, what is?
I just wanted to know what the agreement was. So the agreement is we pay for the teachers.
Yes.
How many teachers? How often? How long are they? Are they an 8-hour day? Are they a 2-hour day? Whatever. Give me some type of an idea. It was all I was asking.
Got it. Sorry. I misunderstood.
Okay.
Yes.
You're coming up, Mary Lou. Watch.
And yeah, I think, you know, I applaud you for doing that because I think this is something I've wanted since the beginning of the CSD. I think it's something you should be doing actively as the manager and, you know, what's your title again, Angela? I'm sorry.
Administrative
assistant. Yes, like looking at needs, right? We have the needs for dance classes here because most people, if they want to take their children to dance, they have to go to Phelan or beyond. So you addressed a need up here, and I applaud you for that. I think you should continue to do that. If we have the ability to facilitate it, we have, you know, keep going, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
I think it's great.
I actually signed up my little guy for it. He just turned 2, so he's on the small end of the 2 to 5-year-old class.
Oh,
and yeah, we went to the first class last Saturday, and it was adorable. 10 little kids just running around. The instructor was great. The parents were cute. Everybody was so into it, and he was excited. And moving forward, I think maybe a 2 to 3-year-old class would be helpful because the 5-year-old instructions are a lot different than 2-year-old instructions,
right.
But he's just excited to be a part of something.
More.
Yeah, that's my point
is
everybody loved it and it was great,
yes.
And I'd love to see it expanded moving forward.
Yeah.
How many weeks is
gross.
It? 6 weeks?
6 with a recital.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, 5 more weeks
and
of that.
And they get a recital or they're going to do, oh, how cute.
It's so cute. You got
to
come and watch for
five minutes, you guys.
Yeah, it's Saturday at 10 o'clock is the little kid one.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and it's just showing growth in our Parks and Recreation Department, and I think, you know, that is the goal here. And if, like I said, if we can facilitate it, like continue to grow it, and, you know, that's what we want. It's like a lively Parks and Rec Department. If we can make money off of it, then it works.
Yeah.
So thank
you. I'm excited about this one.
Yeah, it's cute.
We'll have that for you, Chuck. I apologize. We didn't close registration until the end of last week, so we didn't have final numbers.
No, I think it's a great thing.
But we made about
the reality is I'm not even looking at it. I mean, I'm happy that we are, but I'm not looking at it to make money. I'm looking at it as it's Parks and Rec break even.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking about taking general account funds out, then that's, you know...
We made money.
I think it's probably a pretty good profit. I don't know
if I mentioned at the last meeting about the grant that Nancy Kukas.
You said she was looking into it.
She did submit.
Okay, I wasn't sure. That would be a $5,000 towards her dance class.
Great.
Too.
Yeah.
So that'll pay for mats and teachers. So.
Yeah, as long as we break even, you're not going to
for sure.
Much problem with
that. Yes. So
maybe
Chuck,
we'll give out a
scholarship.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even $65 is a lot from what I take my kid there. I have to hold him the whole time. He's just crying. But it'd be cool to offer scholarships for the families that can't afford it.
Yeah, for sure.
And Chuck, so you'd like to see maybe the breakdown for the next meeting on like what the cost was for the teachers and the equipment and what we're making
we're
off of it.
And how long does it go?
Yeah, that's great.
You know, that's all. It's pretty
I totally get that. Sorry.
Yeah, pretty much what you and Monica did for the softball.
Yeah.
Beforehand. We all pretty much did.
We're trying.
You're doing good.
Yeah.
One comment on Park Drive. Tammy, thank you so much for hustling that whole project. I know that there is issues here and there, and you were out there. You're on top of it. You knew who you needed to talk to, and I really appreciate you working with the businesses to make sure they are taken care of and working with the county staff, and you did amazing there. I know it wasn't easy, and it was absolutely a headache, but it looks great, and I think everybody was taken care of with that, so I appreciate all of your effort there.
Okay. I just wanted to say this is all good stuff, good things, and I really appreciate the hard work you two are putting in, and Yeah, I'm excited about the Parks and Rec stuff, and I hope, you know, you continue with that. I think it's wonderful. And what else? I think, oh, I was going to ask, for the roundtable that you're hosting, when you say the WCSD vision, are you going to be incorporating what Sadie and Christy have been working on in that conversation?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so I plan to attend that as mostly as just a guest, just me. I think I'm the only one attending it, just to kind of hear how that conversation goes with them.
Yeah, great. And then I was just going to say about the dumpster issues, I'm sorry that you've had some troubles with that, but I would say just continue to, you know, try and make that connection. But it might be helpful to talk with Brent Spears from CRNR and see maybe if he's got some ideas and if he thinks kind of like a central location, or if he sees some way that, because he's so helpful when it comes to that. Oh, you retired? Oh, my gosh.
2 years ago.
2 years ago?
No. July.
I was going to say, we just saw him.
Like, I thought I just saw him at one of our meetings.
He retired from the Buckwheat place.
I see. Okay. I was like, I think he was here a couple months ago. Okay. Well, I mean, maybe we make a connection with whoever is in charge now. And I know Brent's always been very helpful to try and kind of guide us forward. So it might be good to talk to them about that.
Actually, that's a good idea.
Okay. And that's all I had. So thank you so much for the hard work. Appreciate it. So we'll move on to Tammy, did you have any questions for us or anything?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Item number 9, social media policy discussion and possible action.
Okay. At the September 5th board meeting, the social media policy, I'm tongue-tied today, sorry. The social media policy was reviewed and discussed. The main topic of discussion was whether to allow the board members to post or comment on the WCSD social media pages. Due to the Brown Act, this could cause some issues. At some point, WCSD staff may not be able to post on social media in state of emergency. I recommend that social media policy be amended to allow one designated board member in a state of emergency, permission to post on the CSD social media. The board member must get written or verbal approval from the general manager, and if they're not available, the administrative assistant before any posting. No other board member can comment on any social media that was created by another board member without approval. That's just kind of my suggestion. I'm not, you know, whatever, you know, you guys are open to.
I'd like to ask Steve. Steve, what are your thoughts on that recommendation?
I don't have any opposition to it. I think the problem from a Brown Act standpoint is if two directors start talking on the same thread, start commenting on the same topic, and that becomes really problematic. And that's something that the Brown Act is just now addressing, and it considers that a serial meeting. So one individual, you know, being designated with a policy that no one else, no other director can do that, as long as the directors agree, then I think that would be fine.
Okay. Is that the general manager's sole responsibility to name a board member
think that's the general manager's job. I think that's the board's job.
I would think you guys would designate somebody
as a board
and who you want to be your
when would we like to person. Do that given the fact emergencies pop up at
we
the
are
times
fire.
When we begin.
I think we could probably do it now, right? Because we got discussion action. And possible action.
So we
can do it now. I'm okay with it. I would personally, my opinion is recommend Sadie because she's good at that type of thing, and she's good at communications and whatnot. I personally do not want the job, so if someone, you know, Sadie, I just think you'd be good at it, so if it's something you'd be interested in.
Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of the intention here, was just to be able to back up staff in a state of emergency. We've been in a lot of situations where we've had to post that the meeting was canceled or emergency, go here, XYZ. So that was really the only intention behind it. So I like how you laid it out, and I'm totally okay with that.
Okay.
So I'm good with updating our policy with this verbiage, and I'm good with assisting with that project.
You didn't ask anybody else, Natalie.
Well, I mean,
Chuck,
I
would you like to?
I trust that everyone can
you
do
can't
it.
Get on your computer.
How do I get on the Facebook?
If you want to go on the Facebook. Chuck, if it's a project you want to do, I will support
good
you 100%.
No, I will do a unanimous for Sadie. On
yeah,
that one.
I mean, I think Sadie has a, you know, was a public information officer, and so I think it's in her wheelhouse, and that she would do a good job at
She's
that.
She's a huge help.
Yeah. So
cool.
Do I have a motion to make this?
I'll move to
the social media policy.
To have Sadie designated as the emergency contact for our social media in an emergency. To be able to put that out to the community. That's my resolution.
All right. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All right.
Good luck, Angela.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Motion carries.
Now, do you have to vote on the actual changing of the social media policy, adding the verbiage?
Maybe. Do we already
include it in the motion?
I think that's part of the motion.
Okay. Yeah. Just check.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Okay, moving on to item number 10, Women's Council, Our Lady of the Snows, Variance Request, Discussion, and Possible Action. Hello.
Hi, I'm Lou Antista Suba, past president of the Women's Council for Our Lady of the Snows Catholic Church. And those of you who know of us, we do a lot of fundraisers to try and repair our church, is what our goal is. All of our funds that we make from having a pumpkin bread sale go to repairs for the church. The diocese that San Bernardino County, the funds are so low that our church has holes in the roof, we have things that are coming apart, and the Women's Council, and there's 10 of us, and we together every year make pumpkin bread. We sell it to the community, and they usually line up around the block to buy it. However, what's changed is the county has restricted us from the ladies who've been doing this for over 30 years cannot bake in their homes anymore.
Mm.
Has to be
bake
cannot
in
bake in their homes anymore and sell to the public.
That is
so
crazy.
We have to bake the bread in a certified kitchen. Mm. You have two wonderful ovens here, and what we are asking is to use the ovens on 2 days from 9 to 4 at the most. And just the kitchen, anybody can be in here and do what you're doing, and you know, you can sell it to do whatever you're gonna do. And we're asking for a variance to not pay for the kitchen fee. We are still gonna have our St. Joseph table where we are gonna feed the community again, but that's different because we're bringing in the food and we're giving it away and we're baking it. So that's still gonna happen. But for this happens in November. I have a meeting tomorrow with the board, and our priest has done as much as he can doing paperwork. I know I have to get you one more piece of paper, which hopefully by Friday I can get it. But the Bishop of San Bernardino Diocese did come together with the liability insurance and everything you need, so you have all my paperwork for that. So we're asking for that fee to be waived for us. You do have our deposit. I know you've held the deposit for a few years, you know, for rental, so... That's our request.
All right.
A few years.
How many hours? You said 9 to 4 each day?
Basically, but what we've done before, we've only been here for 4 hours. That's all the 80-year-olds can bake.
And Chuck, the kitchen is a flat rate.
It's a flat rate.
Yeah, whether you rent it 1 hour or 5.
It's $50.
Which is what?
$50 for the whole day.
$50?
Yes.
And so they're asking just for a variance for the kitchen fee.
It might be 55 now. I apologize. We just raised our rates. I don't have my thing in front of me.
And that's for the 9th and the 16th, which is the Thursday before we have a sale on Friday and Saturday because the breads have to be fresh.
Mm-hmm. And I've tried the bread. It's really, really good. We buy it every year.
Okay.
Give it away.
I have a question for the board. In our variance request, there's a sentence, third paragraph, basically talks about, one, the connection between the cost reduction requested from the district and the corresponding benefit that would be received by the public, and two, how such benefit falls within the scope of the district's authorized public purpose, street lighting, parks and recreation, solid waste and recycling, and wastewater. I'd like to ask the board where that fits in. Is this a parks and rec type of thing?
I mean, I don't think it's a parks and rec kind of thing, but I think it's $110 to give to the community.
I agree.
That doesn't put us out at all.
But is that a variance? I don't believe it is, that we have the ability using public funds on a variance. I would like to ask Steve, is there a way that instead of saying a variance, that we can do a donation to them?
That's a good
instead,
idea.
Where we could do a donation, they could turn around and then pay for the thing out of the donation. So it's zero to you guys, but it keeps us in the area. I'm sorry? You say no. You want to come on?
I didn't say no.
Oh, you're shaking your head, no. But I think it's important enough that we support them. But I don't like us keep using these variances when our own stuff that we've written down and we change the costs and raise those. My feeling is I'd rather make it a donation and just say, is that able to do, Steve?
Well, Director Franklin, you raised some excellent questions, almost like a law school question, because there's a couple of other issues at play on this one as well. So you did an excellent job describing your variance policy, which is you have, as a public agency, you have a constitutional prohibition against a gift of public funds. And so in order for a reduction in the variance, or if the granting of a variance and a reduction in a fee to occur, is you have to show that there is a nexus between the benefit being conferred on the district that's connected to one of the purposes that you have, because you're not just, you only have four that LAFCO has granted you. And so you have to keep those in mind as you're granting these variances. And otherwise, it would be considered a gift of public funds, which is barred by the Constitution. The second issue, when it comes to the donation, the end around with the donation, then that triggers another constitutional issue, which is sort of state-sanctioned religion. And can a public agency contribute public funds to a religious organization? And the variance application says the funds will be used to repair maintenance for Our Lady of Snow Church. So can public funds be used to donate public money for church repairs? So the way the law breaks down on that is that whatever, donation policy that the board has, and the board has donated funds to various organizations before. The rule is, you can neither give advantage nor disadvantage to a religious organization when it comes to those kinds of decisions, whether it be a variance or whether it be you know, donation or some other act, is that there, that you can net, you have to be able to show that that there isn't, that you know, that that you're not inequitably benefiting nor punishing a religious organization. So I think that's, if the board is inclined to move forward with the donation alternative, then that's something that would need to be explored as to whether or not this is consistent with the manner in which the board has donated funds in the past.
Well, let me ask you this, Steve, since I didn't go to law school and I'm not an attorney, what's the loophole for us?
Well, I mean,
that's an attorney expression. So
you're a public agency, and it's, you know, you have a fiduciary responsibility with the public monies that you've been entrusted with. So looking at it from where's the loophole is not really the angle that I would recommend, but rather what is consistent with the law. And consistent with board policy. And I don't know offhand what your history with donations is. I think you've donated to Kiwanis before, if I'm not mistaken. I think there's some money that goes, you know, to the Christmas tree lighting, if I'm not mistaken.
That is definitely
true. But
those
are Parks and Rec.
Yeah, the Christmas tree lighting.
That's been 500. Yeah.
The Christmas tree lighting.
But that's for the last four or five years.
That's when I, yeah, religion.
And that's the Christmas tree.
Yeah,
we've also done the...
We donated $100 for candy, I think.
To the skate park.
Yes.
The Lions Club 1 year.
We've also done the bingo.
But those are all events. Those are Parks and Rec things.
That's a what?
Events. That's recreation. Recreation.
Well, this is recreation.
It's.
Well,
sure.
If it is recreation, then you've answered your own.
There you go.
Oh, we were.
Chuck says it
we
is.
We were talking
Chuck
about
said
the
it was
other.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We were talking about the other donations that have been.
Yeah,
made
the history of the donations have been for recreation. Is like those are all events and things that the community participates in.
Well, when they sell the pumpkin, I believe they're putting up a pin the tail on the donkey thing when they sell their pumpkin bread. So that's got to be part of Parks and Rec then too.
Oh yeah, there's kids games, right? When you're selling those bread.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Some coloring pages.
I'm a Catholic. I can't lie.
Well, I never heard of
that. I scoot around it.
Yeah, that's a tough one. You raised a lot of good points there. So
it's part of the community. I believe in helping part of the community, but we spent time going through the variances. We spent time raising the price for the building the whole bit, and yet the forms that we're having people sign, it goes right against what I'm reading anyway as far as public funds. And the other thing is how many organizations have responded, Angela, to the October 1st deadline and the re-asking for variances under the new price guidelines that we passed?
See, that's where the confusion came in with the variances.
Yeah, the deadline.
Is you asking that question? Because
yep.
We got all the applications in that were due by October 1st.
Good.
But the variances were not included in that. But you're kind of making it sound like they need to be, but that was never specified.
What if
so
we
don't have any
this?
New variances except for the ones here,
think about it.
But we
so
do have
nine.
All the
yeah,
applications.
We have time to see.
Talk
to
me about this variance request, okay? I'm inclined to give it to them. I'd prefer it to be a donation. But the church and state and all that type. Don't keep shaking your head no. You've got something to say, come up here and say it, Pamela.
It's my constitutional right to express myself.
Not sitting in a chair. No, but the reality is, you guys want to do a variance that makes it like every other variance that we're doing, go for it, you know. I just don't believe that it falls under our scope. I'd prefer to say it's a donation, but then, you know, we're all going to get sued, or I am, for bringing it up, you know. I don't know what to do, how we get around it to, oh, that's an attorney thing. I shouldn't say that. So,
how do we give them the money? Kitchen,
I'm sorry?
If they just use it, I mean...
Just leave the door open?
I don't know. You know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Chuck, you raised a lot of good points that kind of like tie our hands on this a little bit. But maybe since we're looking at November 9th and 16th, maybe we can come up with a way between Tammy and I'm sorry. What's your first name again?
Lou.
Between Tammy and Lou, maybe come up with a way where we can like make it parks or recreation. Like when you actually sell. Where do you sell the bread?
At the hardware store.
At the hardware store.
Yeah, so maybe we could make it a way where we could integrate it and make it some type of thing where the kids can come and do something recreationally there and tie it together.
What if we just like had a table for CSD there while we're selling it?
So yeah,
yeah, it's going to
cross that line. That would
be hard. We couldn't have children playing
or
on
even
the
some advertising.
We get into health laws.
Advertising of the CSD. Yeah.
Yeah. You couldn't have children there.
No, children
playing around.
Steve, can you repeat what you said? I didn't hear what you said, Steve.
If there was some sort of advertising, say of the district's park and rec programs, or you know something that opportunity is there for say Tammy or staff to be there with the table to. With sign-up sheets for the park and rec stuff or advertising the kind of activities that the district is doing with your park and rec program.
Yeah. When do you sell it again?
It's usually about 30 degrees.
Uh-huh.
And we're out in front of the hardware store. We usually start at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. On what day?
The two dates that we're 9th looking
and the
at,
16th.
We have not.
Oh, those are the days that they're selling the bread? Oh, okay, I see.
No.
Oh, I apologize. That's the date of the
That's the date that we're trying to reserve the kitchen.
Yeah.
Right.
The
so dates that we're selling at the hardware store have not been confirmed with the hardware store as of yet.
I see.
Because they may have some other event going on, and regardless, we will find some place to sell the bread to the public, but it has to be cooked in a certified kitchen.
Understood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
how about if you sold it at the kids' park?
Well, if you...
Well, we do have kids that come and buy it for their parents.
Well, I mean, recreation isn't just kids. So yeah. I was... My idea was more like, yes, like maybe a booth, like you said, and if it was before the Christmas tree lighting or something, like hand out some candy canes from the CSD or something. I don't know. Just something to tie the two together.
How do we get around the Christmas tree?
Huh?
That's
Parks and Recreation
that
event.
Religious too?
Parks,
we're not donating to a religious organization.
Yeah, we've been giving them $500 every year.
It's not
year
a religious
that's
organization.
Not religious.
Yeah, I agree.
But
like,
it's not Park and Rec either.
It's a religious practice.
A Christmas tree.
What's
I'm
it
just
called?
Trying to, I'm like
it's
trying to
the
make the
tree lighting.
So the donation
that's
works.
A donation for a regular purpose.
Yes. Yeah. And I mean, Parks and Recreation, I mean, that Christmas tree lighting brings up tons of people every year. That's like one of the most important events of the year.
So does the pumpkin bread. People like pumpkin
bread. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just trying to make a connection to like try and make this feasible because you brought up some points that are important. So I mean maybe we could table it
until our
November meeting and kind of think about it and see if there how we can do it.
Concrete plan.
It's up to you.
It's not up to me. Yeah. I'm one of four here tonight.
Steve Reinick from the Mountaineer. What did I buy for one day, and we get one other to buy another day? It's $55, right?
I'll buy a day.
I know.
I'll buy it with you.
Okay.
I don't mind doing that whatsoever. So.
You guys are awesome.
I'll get you a check somehow.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for saying that, Steve. I was kind of thinking
that
in my mind.
I was thinking the same thing, too. I'm like, how do we just pay for it?
Come together. So it's $55 a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for bringing that up. And I do appreciate what you're doing. I think it's a wonderful thing, so thank you.
Yeah, totally.
Thank you.
It's definitely worth it. But You know, I shouldn't read this stuff, that's all.
You brought up good points, Chuck, so thank you. All righty, so we are moving past that, and item number 11 is AA variance request, discussion, and possible action.
Here we go. I don't think they're religion, though. Yeah. Are they?
Here's the cash right now.
Are the, is it just one date, Tammy?
I'll read the little thing. Okay. I thought they were coming up, but no. No, it's actually almost every day in the museum. They're booked every day. Except for Saturday.
Okay.
Because the museums are doing all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Mondays, they're there twice a day.
Yeah.
So they're there quite a bit.
Okay.
Now, this is a letter from AA. I'm going to read for their variance.
So you're talking about alcohol.
Yes. Oh, I apologize. I thought everyone knew what AA was.
Apologies.
They fix your car, right?
That's AAA. All right. Research is to whom it may concern. Research has long shown that the abuse of alcohol and illicit drugs is the single most serious health problem in the United States, straining the healthcare system, burdening the economy, and contributing to the health problems and death of millions of Americans every year. Today's substance abuse causes more deaths, illnesses, and disabilities than any other preventable health condition. AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, has been helping alcoholics recover for more than 80 years. Tens of millions of people have benefited from the program. This is not me speaking, but I myself got sober in 1979 as a result of AA and personally have assisted numerous people over the years. Alcoholics Anonymous is a 501c nonprofit. We operate solely from donations by members. The courts oftentimes require that those with drugs and alcohol-related charges to attend AA meetings. However, we receive no funding from any outside source. We do, however, provide a treatment option for those facing addiction issues completely free of charge. Alcohol, drugs, sex, no matter what the addiction, the treatment is the same. As a public outreach source that is completely free, our community has seen a tremendous increase in the number of members. However, most of our are not financially capable of donating. These are people who are just getting back on their feet. A few of us are making up the difference in the cost of the facility use every month. We are all retired, living on a fixed income, and in light of our current economy, it's been difficult to find the means to cover the costs. We truly appreciate the CSD permitting our program to utilize its facilities. Numerous people no longer suffering from addiction as a result. We appreciate anything, we appreciate anything you can do to allow us to continue to serve our local community. A reduction of 50% or more would be extremely beneficial. We believe this is a vital resource and hope to continue to provide a place for those seeking help. I can tell you, when AA started, we had 3 meetings a week. We're now doing, 8 or 9 a week.
How many are, I know it's anonymous and I'm not asking people-wise, but how many bodies are there on...
It depends on the meeting during the weekdays, approximately, 10. On the weekends, there's a bigger crowd. There is an evening class that's 25 to 30 people. They just started a new group for women on Monday nights. Right. So they keep adding because they're coming. I think it's great.
So at 50%, just taking that as a ground rule, which they said they'd be willing to do, at 50%, however many times, 8 times a week or whatever, what's that monthly revenue that they would be
obligated? Okay, we did kind of do the brief. We receive approximately, now, currently, from AA, $360. Okay. Our utilities...
Annually?
Monthly, excuse me.
Okay.
I apologize, sorry. Our utilities, I broke down on a monthly basis just to give you an idea. They are more than covering the utilities. In the summertime, our utilities are about $145 over there. And in the winter, it's approximately $225.
And we also have another group, private group that is there Monday, Wednesday, and Friday that also helps pay for utilities and stuff too. So you wouldn't be losing. You'd still be making a little bit of income on it if you give the half variance. You'll still...
The 360 a month. Historically, did we give a variance last year? I remember discussing it last year.
No, we never gave a variance.
Did they request one last year?
No.
Okay. I do remember discussing that before.
So they've never requested one. They're just, it's becoming difficult to
so many
pay
days.
It mm-hmm. because they've increased their class offerings? Like, have
that
they
doesn't
rented?
Make sense because they do have more people, so you would think they'd have more money. But like,
yeah, but like what you economy? Said, exactly. like a lot of people exactly. don't have money
so,
to donate to
tough
it.
Tough time
yes.
financially.
I mean, there was... 2 and 3 people in some of these meetings, and now they're up to 10 to 20.
Yeah.
And there's from 3 meetings to, it's 8 or 9 meetings now, which...
So how long are they there? Like, one hour a day, basically, mm-hmm. and there's really no setup time or anything? Like, it's just already there?
No, they come in
and
they have their books already out.
Yeah.
They clean up Thursday because of the museum being opening. They've worked with Lauren...
Yeah.
To give her space on Fridays.
Yeah.
Because they wanted Friday, too.
Yeah, I know.
You know, we had to cut them off. So, but actually, they are doing a Friday night.
Yeah.
Now. So, every day except Saturday.
Yeah. That's a huge benefit to the community, and it's evident that it's needed and it's helpful, and that's awesome that they can do that.
Oh, I think it's a totally worthwhile program. There's no doubt about it. It's just, where are we going to draw the line? If we want to say, yeah, we want to do donations, then we should do donations. Or if we want to give discounts, which is probably a better word, since they're willing to pay a little bit, you know, I think we should be able to do it. They're not a religious thing. Go ahead and shake your head. They're not religious. They're not religious on that. I don't believe, anyway. I've never had the opportunity to talk to people that have been through it. But, you know, it is a benefit to the community.
Yeah.
So how do you get around that it's not under
can we,
our...
So, can we
maybe
add that?
Well,
instead of calling it a... What was the word?
A discount?
Yeah, exactly. Can we use the word discount instead of variance? Offer a discounted rate instead of a variance?
Why would we ask our attorney?
Is there a reason? Because I haven't looked into it, but I was told the variance is not even the right word.
It could be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't looked that far into it.
Steve, are you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
Can we discount things?
Okay. The issue is not whether it's a variance or a discount. Yeah. Or
a
reduction or any of that.
Or a donation.
Is it a gift of public funds? Is it a gift of public funds? If you have an established fee and then you are giving reductions, whether it's a variance, a discount, or some other term, is irrelevant. Are you giving a reduction in that fee for a purpose unrelated for which the district it has been created to serve the public.
Same thing
so,
with the Christmas
I mean,
tree would fall under that.
Well, recreation is defined as refreshment of strength and spirit. And to
and
me...
AA isn't?
I just Googled it because I was just trying to think like how you could define refreshment. And that is, recreation, and it's a refreshment of strength and spirit. And I think, having an addiction and attending a meeting like that is a refreshment of their strength and their, addiction and their, in their recovery.
Right.
Perfect.
Just a thought.
I think the nexus, too, is us supporting a community program, right?
Yeah.
That's a community program directly for our neighbors, for our community that pay the taxes here. And that's not something that we can facilitate ourselves. So I think that financially we can support that program. I see that nexus. So, Tammy, what would you recommend here? I want to give it to them for free, but obviously we still have to pay bills. What do you think is a...
AA does have to pay some kind of due.
Okay.
It's just part of their bylaw. I'm the same way. I feel if I could, I'd give it to them. But I feel they should at least cover the utilities.
Yeah.
You know.
So what do you see there?
It'd be more like a 75% probably as opposed to 50.
And that'll cover the utilities for the whole month? Okay.
And they pay 25%.
I would love to see that happen.
Yeah. That sounds like very fair to me.
Yeah. So I would like to make a motion to approve the Alcoholics Anonymous variance request for 75% off of the designated fees that we have listed.
I'll second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Great. Motion carries. Thank you. Okay. Item number 12, WCSD. WCSD vision plan discussion and possible action.
I do not have an update at this time for the general board.
Okay, sorry.
No one problem. Thing when you do the, you're talking like three different meetings, weekend, night, whatever. I would love to know how many people show.
Yeah.
Because if it's, you know, 15 people, that's not the vision of the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's get the full vision of what the community is asking for or looking towards. It's something that I would like to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And honed in on our particular powers, right?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Okay, then we will move on and table this to November.
Yeah. Yes.
Sound good? Okay. And in the meantime, will you be having public meetings, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll just send like a reminder if you have.
Christy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you. Moving on to item number 13, revised parking lot bids, discussion, and possible action. Tammy, have this one?
Okay. The last board meeting, I did bring the two bids. Yehovian and Dorian, and there was quite a significant difference. And come to find out, Dorian Construction did not bid at prevailing wage, so there is a revised bid with it bid at prevailing wage included.
Okay.
And I guess Leslie has someone that I could get another bid from, so if you guys would like me to do that also, so that goes.
Is this a project that you'd want to do now, or you'd be wanting to wait until after the
this winter? I feel is pretty important, at least to fix the sinkholes, because there's two.
Especially before winter.
Yeah, I personally,
I think this is a priority.
Okay.
In the parking lot. We've had someone get injured over by the bank. I trip, I'm sure most people trip in the one right outside the door.
Yeah.
So that is bid in there separately by Doran, where he would do just those two sections for 44. Well, that might have gone. Sorry, I'm looking at the wrong bid. That one went up to 6,600, and that would be just to fix those two small areas. And that's the very first
the striping, also. The
yes, 13, it is. He did put that in there.
Okay.
And he's also coming up to the ADA ramp over here.
Nice.
Too, right. Because that's all wonky and chunky. And
okay, and they made it under 25,000, right?
I did not say that's what.
Well, we all know that. Steve said it. So.
Well, they weren't here.
We're here, but he knew because he was explaining something about prevailing wage to me that was not correct. So I had to, you know, get it, talk to Steve and make sure. So I had to go back to Duran and say this is. Anyway.
Under the general notes, you've got office building portion 1,000, shared parking with DCB 1,200. Are they paying that money?
No. We are ignoring that.
Yeah.
We decided on the last bid. Yeah. No. Sorry. That should be
That's
gone.
Our parking lot. Our area.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's our parking lot when we scrape the snow off in front of the office building over there?
In front of? I don't believe
it's
we do that.
It's not their property. It's not their parking.
What's
they
your
use it the office building.
We do the whole parking lot.
Our parking lot.
So we snow plow the whole parking lot.
Okay.
So that office is in charge of their parking in the front. DCB is in charge of their parking on the front.
So we can have their cars towed if they're parking on the parking lot then.
Why?
After the snow is removed.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on.
I'm giving you all hell right now.
I know, but it's consistent as far as what we do.
We've just talked about it a lot of times. Okay.
I don't think that's a good idea.
No, I think it's a perfect idea.
Tammy, what do we have the money? How are we paying for $24,000 if we move forward with that right now? Where's that money going to come from? Capital improvement, I think. I know we have the money, but is there a plan for?
I didn't really plan. No.
Okay.
But I could look and see. Because we could even take it out of general fund.
Yeah, I know we have the money. I was just curious if we're accounting for it.
That's part of the reason I haven't moved any.
Yeah.
This was, you know, I was hoping this would pass and then we could do that and then go with the reserves.
Yeah, because if we're going to fix the sinkholes, I'm inclined to do the whole. All the pavement.
Street, you know, I figure the street's just redone. We're ghetto in here.
We're headed towards a wet winter again. I think it's important to get things squared away and good before we have an issue with snow removal and snow play. And I think it's super important. I'm just curious the logistics there.
We also have the walking trail. The school walking school kids walk through there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing between Caltrans and...
That's the village trail, though.
That's
this
the trail.
This
that's
is a
totally
parking
different.
Lot. This is different.
It's called money, folks.
But we're not in charge of the
village
trail. That's
not relevant to this conversation.
I don't understand. Chuck, do you
it's Parks and Rec.
The village trail?
Yeah, that's what they presented originally when the board...
They wanted the CSD to take over the
Parks and Rec.
And we,
and
we don't.
The board back in 2018, it was right in the beginning, said no and gave it to the property owners.
Right.
That's where it is right now. But there was no paperwork on Caltrans as far as what they did with John Lanoux and
correct.
Sue and
so
Ron.
I don't understand your point.
I believe the last meeting, part of the things where you were still looking into Caltrans aspect.
On the village trail? Yes.
Yeah.
We're talking about the parking lot.
Right, but it was also brought up, well, we got money over here for the parking lot, which we do, and it's our parking lot, so we should do that. I'm just asking, on the village trail, do we need to put that in another agenda then, if we're already bypassing?
No.
No, I'm working
so
on trying to get Caltrans to fix it.
Yeah, so you're...
I am working on it, Jack, and have been for the last 6 weeks.
I know you have.
Okay, so you're in
that's
communications. Okay.
It's
good.
In progress.
So you're in communications with Caltrans about that issue. Okay, great.
And we've
so
got a
we're
couple
looking
ideas.
At, we're looking
fixes.
At, like, the easement to see like, where it is and what's included.
We were thinking we're going to create a drain, direct the water.
Okay.
So that was... to Caltrans' issue.
Good. Okay, thank you for that. So on this particular issue, are we in the position to accept one of these bids if we don't have the third bid that was brought up earlier?
Yes.
That's a Steve question.
Steve?
I'd like to verify.
Well, the agenda materials that I have say that the staff report is hoping to have the revised bid in time for meeting. So I'm trying to get clarity.
Have a copy of the bid. It's here. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry, Steve.
So
I
this
should have
is,
sent that to you.
No, so it's a revised, what we're looking at is a revised bid. What originally was presented was $18,072 from, this is from Duran.
Yes.
And then he adjusted it to $24,554.
Correct.
And that adjustment is for
wage.
Prevailing wage.
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
I'm sorry.
And that's okay. And so... we have to do prevailing wage because it's above a certain... what's the dollar amount, Steve?
$25,000.
If the project's above $25,000,
I'm sorry. $25,000 for competitive bid. It's $1,000 for prevailing wage.
Okay,
yep.
Okay. So we're good then. So we're looking at these two. Does anyone have... I mean... Are we ready for the project? Do we want to do
it?
Is the 24, I'm sorry, Madam President, is the 24.5, is that for
revised?
The full parking lot, or is, I guess what I'm concerned about is sometimes you will see this happen where you will see a split bid where, all right, we'll do part of it now to get under the competitive bid requirement of $25,000, and then we'll come back in a month and do the other.
No,
this is all of it.
It's okay. Steve, it's the exact bid we got last time. The only thing he did was add the prevailing wage.
Okay.
So if you see the site work, it's all the same, just increase in price.
Okay. Perfect. Well, thank you. So, I mean, it looks good to me. Obviously, I would support the bid from Duran for $24,000 instead of the $38,000 we're looking at here.
I have a question.
Yeah.
And I don't want to cause issues. but it does say that this one, the Yagoyan, is good for 30 days, which it has passed at this point.
Like so 3 days ago.
Yeah.
When I did the packet, it was the 30th.
So I don't know if we can.
We wouldn't need three. We're still under.
But we technically only have one active bid right now, right?
I do. Right.
If that one...
Steve?
So if it was over $25,000, you would have to go to competitive bid, which means that you would have to put together essentially bid specs and then publish those in a newspaper and wait typically 10 to 14 days, and then you would open them up, but you would have to publish the bids. If it's under $25,000, you're not, and that's a statutory requirement. The $25,000 is a statutory requirement for public works contracts that community services districts enter into. If it's under $25,000, then you don't have to competitively bid it. So you can go through the informal process that your general manager has gone through with getting quotes, making specific calls, not publishing anything in the newspaper, posting it anywhere online, or giving everyone an equal opportunity at it. She can make selected calls, and it can be one bid, or it can be five bids, or it can be 10 bids. It can be whatever the board is comfortable with for awarding the contract.
Cool.
So I don't have a problem, even if the Yagoyan bid is stale at this point. If the board wants to go with Duran, that's certainly within your discretion.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Sure.
Well, I'd like to make a motion to move forward with Duran Companies and the bid to fix the sinkholes and repave the parking lot.
I'll second.
All righty. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right. The motion carries. Tammy, when is he able to get started?
I will ask him tomorrow.
Okay.
Hopefully right away.
Okay.
Said before winter.
Did he say how long it would take?
No.
Okay. I think maybe we should think, like, once we know and we know a timeline, maybe we should give some notice to the people.
He said
a
couple days, but.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
Not an exact.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Just maybe we could give notice to the people who might, like,
what
be renting it.
Market?
Yeah.
I'll
like
try
that.
To do it where it won't affect. As little as possible.
Yeah.
Right during the middle of the week.
Yeah, that's when he'd be working.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Awesome, thanks.
Okay, so item number 14, director's comments. Chuck, we'll start with you. Nothing tonight?
I want to thank you all for coming out, and I'm glad we could figure out the variance issues. thank you for all your hard work, Tammy. You've been doing a lot, I can tell.
I do have a comment.
Okay.
I would like to thank you, Natalie, and Steve for handling our variance donation problem.
Yes.
I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Again, just thank you to Tammy. I know she's working her butt off every day. And Angela, you guys are working really hard. It's so cool to see the programs thriving and paving and things improving and things are moving, and I'm excited, so I appreciate all of our staff and effort.
Yes. All right.
Thank you. Yes, I agree. I want to thank the staff for the hard work. I know you worked very hard, and it is appreciated. I want to thank our legal counsel for guiding us through, as always.
Yes.
And the board for the continued time and effort, volunteer hours that you all put into all you do and to being here. It is appreciated. And thank you to the public and all the great, organizations that do things like Stir and, baking the pumpkin bread and the paper, and everybody here who is always trying to work to the betterment of Wrightwood. That's why it's such a great place. So thank you all for being here. And this meeting is adjourned. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. One moment. Item number 15, future board meeting will be Tuesday, November 7th, 2023 at 5:30 p.m. All right, meeting's adjourned. Thank you. Oh my God.